Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Windows to the Sea. On this day, on the 26th of November, 1952, one perennial complaint of Barbadians about their countries was that there were not enough windows to the sea on the south coast and along Bay Street. Over 65 years, however, the issue of windows to the sea had occupied the attention of government and was flagged by the Advocate newspaper on the 26th of November, 1952. The Advocate reported that the authorities of Barbados had embarked upon a project to develop and beautify three windows to the sea along the Bay Street corridor. The first window was located directly to the west of the General Hospital, which is presently opposite St. Patrick's Cathedral. If you think about it, it's the ruins that they've boarded up, but that building opposite St. Patrick's Cathedral was once the General Hospital. There was to be a pedestrian sidewalk, there was to be a patio, and workmen were arranging areas for flower gardens. Furthermore, seating accommodation was to be provided so that visitors to the General Hospital could wait in comfort at this window and perhaps gaze upon what we now call Brown's Beach area. Sadly, however, other windows to the sea had become unsightly. The report observed that the window close to the gas company had quote-unquote run to ruin. In former times, it had been very appealing, attracting bathers from the nearby Beckles Road and Bayhausen Estate. This window, the report lamented, was now covered by quote-unquote bush, which we presume means plants, vines, and leaves. The third window, which was also on Bay Street, was, quote, near Mr. Innes's residence. This had also become unsightly, providing refuge for only small boats. Thus, in November 1952, the windows to the sea and their beauty were on the agenda of the authorities in Barbados. They were now taking serious steps to develop the island's infrastructure.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.